I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Tiki and Tierney on The Fan. Tiki Barber.
We kind of knew this is who they were, that they were outside of themselves a little bit, but they have to play perfect and they have to play their brand. And if they get any little mistake, you knew they weren't winning. I felt like the Giants game was over at halftime.
Brandon Tierney.
This doesn't spark something, a maturity, a newfound awareness, a picture bigger than myself from his shoes, and or being benched damages his psyche to the point where he can't recover. He's not the guy anyway.
Tiki and Tierney on The Fan. 101.9 FM and the Odyssey app.
All righty, 10:03 on The Fan. What's going on? What's going on? Tiki and Tierney here. Everybody good? Let's go. We got a big one for you today. Carl Banks a little later. The Jets and the Giants making their pushes for January, you know, extended football. A little soccer win yesterday.
Big soccer win yesterday.
Down goes the Iron Sheik.
We'll get to that later. But it's funny you mentioned the January football, because that portends that you are in the postseason, you're in the playoffs, and maybe pushing for a Super Bowl. And that, I've been listening a lot to what Jet fans in particular, Giant fans aren't quite there yet, but Jet fans in particular, talking about the Super Bowl. Hey, could this team be a Super Bowl? Could this team get into and win a Super Bowl? And you start thinking about a lot of different things. And it made me start thinking about, all right, which one of these teams actually has a shot given their current situations? And, you know, obviously the Jets have a defense that's top notch, number one in the NFL over the last, 4 weeks or 5 weeks or so. Mike White looked like a world beater. And then I go look at the Giants and I'm like, all right, they're still developing. And all right, but which one of these quarterbacks could actually lead you to a Super Bowl? And as crazy as it sounds, and even though he's only started one game, to me, it's Mike White. Mike White is the quarterback that could win a Super Bowl in this town.
Oh,
and it's a knock because Daniel Jones, and you said, you told me the stat before, you know, as we were getting ready for the show, this is his 50th game this weekend.
Yeah, number 5-0.
And by 50, you should know, like, do y'all love this guy? Mm-hmm. Is he my guy? Is he not my guy? But we don't know with Daniel Jones. And, you know, when we think about our quarterbacks, it's got to be that guy who is a good leader. He's a lifter. That he is he's got the skill set, all the requisite skill sets, and he's in the right situation. And so, is Daniel Jones a leader? Yes, he is. Does he have the skill set, like the body type, the arm strength, the athleticism? The answer is yes. Is he in the right system? The answer is probably yes.
Mm-hmm.
But there's something about Daniel Jones that is it's escaping you to stamp him as that guy. And I don't know, as the season goes on, whether or not we're going to find that out or not. There's not a lot of talent around him, wide receiver wise. Saquon's obviously been fantastic. There hasn't been consistent success. There's been some really good things, but not consistent success. And so when I think about Daniel Jones and I think about, hey, is this the guy that could lead the Giants at some point to a Super Bowl? My answer right now is no. And it's not a knock on him. It's just I don't know that he's that guy who could lead you to a Super Bowl. As crazy as it sounds, and I say about Mike White, he could do it. It's because Mike White has a great defense around him. He's got ridiculous talent around him offensively from his running back room, even with Breece Hall hurt. And like Bam Knight's going to turn into a pretty good player for the Jets.
Yeah, Michael Carter's a little bit banged up.
Yeah, Uzama and Conklin and Garrett Wilson and Corey Davis. Like, you got all this talent. So Mike White could be a Super Bowl quarterback before Jones.
What are we doing
is
here?
A Super Bowl quarterback. And it's crazy to think about because he's been here for, this is fifth year.
You're really hitting me with some wacky. Your mind works incredibly. What you're hitting, and by the way,
but it's a slow day.
You're right.
In my mind, I'm like, is Daniel Jones? Is he ever going to win a Super Bowl here? Is he that guy? And I got to say no.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not a knock on him, but it's just not set up to be his time.
Okay. All right. Now, first of all, you know, the thing that I find really interesting, and we were throwing around this part about it early this morning. You know, the symbolism of his 50th game. There's something behind that. You know. In every sport, you get a sense of when that maturation process really begins to...
It just clicks.
It clicks.
You feel it. You see it.
Yep. And, you know, 50 games in the NFL is certainly a pretty decent barometer. Now, you look at some of the great quarterbacks now and some of the really, really, really intriguing, highly talented, accomplished younger quarterbacks... Kind of a little bit of everything. Like Mahomes played 74 games. Remember, he sat his first year on watch. Josh Allen's played 72. Lamar's played 69. But then you get to like Tua at 32. And listen, I think we want to see Tua against better teams and Tua in the cold and Tua in January. But you kind of think that Tua is the man down there.
You already feel that.
Same with Jalen Hurts. Jalen Hurts has played 41 games for the Eagles. And Joe Burrow's played 37, already got his team to a championship and had his knee, you know, blown into smithereens.
Mm-hmm. And recovered from it.
And that's what I'm saying. But you do get some outliers here. You know what? And how about this for symmetry? So, number 50 for Jones this week, Geno Smith has played 56 games. Mm. Now, I think it's more likely, I think it's highly probable that Daniel Jones' second act in the NFL is very successful with another team.
Mm.
I do. I'm not saying that the Giants shouldn't bring him back. I'm not saying that the Giants won't bring him back. But the point about his ability to elevate, and let's not fool anybody here. He doesn't elevate. Daniel Jones will never be the kind of quarterback, in my opinion, who will take a crop of C-minus receivers and lead them to 30 points a game. He's not blessed with that kind of talent.
Yeah.
Aaron Rodgers was blessed with that kind of talent. You know, other guys, we know the list there.
Mm-hmm.
He's not that guy.
Peyton,
yeah, for sure. But there were it's so crazy because any time that you look at Jones and wonder about what his ceiling is, you have to go back to Eli Manning. You were playing and I was yapping on a different station. And he wasn't that good. And he wasn't that good.
Yeah,
he wasn't an elevator. He was lost early on.
After 50 games, what year would that have been for him? So I mean, it was the year he won a Super Bowl, right? So
yeah, 32, 48. Yeah, just about. That seems right.
So, but prior to that season, we'd be having the exact same conversation that we're having about Daniel Jones. We'd be saying this. I don't know, man. I don't think he's the guy.
Oh, we were saying that.
Yeah,
no question.
I was on the team.
I'm sure. If Giant fans now in the year 2022 can't look themselves in the mirror and admit that they were partaking in that conversation, whether it was this station or any station, you're lying to yourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Because the start to Eli's career. It just wasn't very inspiring at all. Not a great athlete, not a great arm, not really winning, throwing a lot of picks, just not a galvanizer.
Mm-hmm.
And he was not elevating the franchise. Then all of a sudden, boom, boom,
it
two
clicked.
Championships later.
Yeah, it clicked.
Now, did it click because of the defense and the offensive line, which was phenomenal, and other guys like you, even though you didn't win the championship, you made his life easier. You know, you bring in some receivers, Plaques, some big, tall guys.
Shockey was there.
Jeremy Shockey was a beast. He was a mismatch. It was a nightmare as a matchup. I think it's a little bit of everything. But I think the what concerns me about Daniel Jones here, all right, by the time the Giants get it all together, and that's why this season is awesome but also very misleading.
Mm-hmm.
They are miles away from having it all put together.
And that's what I'm getting at.
So I know. It's like, I'm not disagreeing with you.
Because it's playoff time, basically. It's not for... You know, say like the Kansas City Chiefs or the Bills, it's not playoff time for them. But for teams like the Giants and by extension the Jets, it's just you gotta like it's nut crunching time right now, right? You can't afford to just slip up and have two bad weeks in December. I mean, head coach Brian Daboll talked about this, how once you get into December and you're playing meaningful games, he had this conversation yesterday. He's usually like really standoffish, Belichickian with some of his responses. He's not dismissive, but he doesn't get deep like this.
Nope.
But he got deep talking about December games and playing games in December that mean something, which tells me that he's telling his team that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, hey, guys, we're 7-4. Right? It's December. We're playing meaningful football. There is a month left in the season. Maybe there wasn't an expectation that we're going to the playoffs, but there is an expectation that we're going to the playoffs.
Now there is.
Now there is.
Yeah, and you're playing it. Embrace it.
You're playing a meaningful game in December. And so as I hear these things, I'm thinking, dude, he's talking playoffs. That's exactly what he's talking about. He's not saying playoffs. He's not saying we're gearing up. We gotta win this game. We gotta win this game. He's not saying all those things. He's saying, you know, we gotta get better day after day. But he's actually saying we gotta win this game. We gotta win. This is the playoffs, which makes you start thinking about, man, is this team a Super Bowl team?
No.
And the answer is no.
Not even close. And I don't even think they're a playoff team, actually.
But then you start asking yourself, why? Why isn't it? And we know all the issues with the injuries and the lack of depth and all those other things, but eventually it always comes back to the quarterback. Like, who's taking the snaps? And so it made me ask myself, is Daniel Jones a Super Bowl quarterback? And just like you were alluding to with Eli, even though Eli had the family name and the pedigree, you kind of just felt like it would happen at some point. Daniel Jones doesn't have that. Daniel Jones also doesn't have the
consistency. No, he's got the most common name in the world.
But he also doesn't have the consistency of a system. Eli was in the same system for 3 years, 4 years, well, 3 years. And in the fourth year, he won a Super Bowl. Obviously, Kevin Gilbride took over as the offensive coordinator from John Huffnagel. And so I think for him, there was a continuity that helped him elevate to that level. Daniel Jones doesn't have that. And it's not his fault, but it is exactly why you look at Daniel Jones and it makes you question whether or not he's that right guy.
Okay, 877-337-6666. Tiki and Tierney on the Fan. We're inside of our Town Fair Tire studio. Our friends at Town Fair remind you that you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Can we petition the NBA, play the Pistons 82 times a year? Then Knicks would actually be pretty good. Now, listen, I think this is really interesting. I didn't know where you were going. I mean, Mike White, Super Bowl. And I see where you're taking me, and you're not
But it's
wrong.
Not because Mike White's a Hall of Famer. It's because Mike White is in a great situation.
I also think I need to see, I don't want to derail the Jones stuff, but I also need to see this Jets defense play against a better offense. I know the Jets defense is really good. I know they've got guys that get up in your face in the front, the secondary's good, and they're making plays. I get all that. The stats are very kind to the Jets, but I want to see how they measure up against a much better Vikings team. I know they're good. I want to tap the brakes a little on that this might be the best defense in the NFL, and I hope that they are. But I got to see it this week. I see it up in Buffalo. We've got to see a few more of these situations down in Miami, last game of the season. All right, so there it is, the Daniel Jones stuff. Listen, it's not going away. Now, it's been obscured a bit because this, for the most part, has been a fun year. Mm-hmm. Giants have 7 wins. They're doing pretty well. But at the end of the day, this story was always about Daniel Jones and, to a lesser extent, Saquon Barkley. You've seen what you've seen. Is he the guy? Tiki and Tierney on the Fan.
It's your turn to cause trouble. Call the Fan at 877-337-6666. Powered by Superbook Sports. Visit superbook.com.
All right, 10:22 on the Fan. What's happening? This is the Tiki and Tierney Show. Hope everybody is doing well. Hoff is in the house. Dove is in the house. Giants and the Jets. Big weekends coming up. Little Yankee news. You ready?
I mean, it's not really news.
Well, it's somewhat interesting. Although, if you didn't deduce this, I don't think you know anything about baseball or the Yankees. According to Jeff Passan, the Yankees have offered Judge, and he uses the word neighborhood, in the neighborhood of 8 years, $300 million. That's been on the table, right? Mm-hmm. We knew they made an offer, didn't know the details. He seems to have decent parameters. So we'll go 8 years, $300 mil. Just side note, that ain't going to work. Just so everybody knows. But I think what
I mean, it could if it's a top offer, but it's not going to be the top offer.
There's no chance.
That's the point.
No. I don't even think that he would sign for 8 years, $300 million. Like, even if there's a...
Oh, that's 37 and a half.
That doesn't matter. It's going to be more than $300 million. And passing then also wrote that, and again, this is not exactly earth-shattering news, that if the Giants go above that, so let's just say it's 8-300 firm, and the Giants go 8-320 or 9-3 whatever, that the Yankees would be willing to go above that. Again, surprise to nobody. They need him. But you, at the end of the day, you just don't know how cavalier this Giants offer is going to be. If it's like 380
mm-hmm.
and it's like 9 years, you know, then the Yanks are going to have something to think about. But I saw that during the break. I wanted to get that to you. All right, 877-337-6666. Tiki and Tierney on the Fan. So we're talking about quarterbacks, specifically Daniel Jones. And we all knew going into the season, what can Danny do? Not a whole lot around him. Could he elevate? Is he the guy? And where are we with the evaluation? Leslie is in North Holden. What's going on, Leslie? How you doing?
Hey, guys.
What's up,
Leslie? Brandon.
Hey.
Hi, Tiki.
Hello.
Hi. So I'm calling because, Tiki, before you were saying that you don't, is that what you said? You don't believe that Daniel is a...
Super Bowl winning quarterback.
Okay. So now I ask you,
yes.
What quarterback do you think right now could get the Giants to, with the team they have, and be in a Super Bowl with them?
It's a great question. I think Pat Mahomes probably could.
I think
Josh Allen could. Because let's not forget, Josh Allen is an aggressive runner, right? And so when things aren't right, he's going to take it into his own hands. Daniel Jones is an elite athlete. We know this. Like,
yeah.
Physically. I mean, I think last preseason, not this one, the one before last season,
mm-hmm.
He was like outworking every player on the field. He was strong. He was fast. He won. Jason Garrett told me he won the sprints. Right?
Did he?
He's a great athlete,
mm-hmm.
but he's not aggressive with it. Whereas Josh Allen is aggressive with his athleticism, almost sometimes to his detriment. But go ahead, Leslie.
So right now, are they holding him back? Because I feel like in the Dallas game, I feel like he could have ran more.
You know what, Leslie? It's a good question, and I think I think the answer is yes, Leslie. I think they are telling him, we're calling him a zone read, but hand it off. Right? Don't actually read it.
Why would they do that? It's not like he's got a 7-year contract here. Just run him into the ground.
I don't know. They don't want to, because if he gets hurt,
right?
Then you don't need. I don't know. I feel that same way, Leslie. I don't know if it's true, but I actually do feel that way, that they're holding him back with his being able to run the ball.
So why would they be? Do you feel like they're holding him back because they don't want him to get hurt?
Yes.
No, I don't see it that way at all.
He has
an
injury history.
I understand that, but it's football.
I know, but there is, I mean, all of a sudden he was running.
Yes.
Doing well.
Yes.
All of a sudden, it's like, run. Why doesn't he run?
Well,
yes.
Leslie, like, I'll throw this in. Maybe he's
in the Dallas game, especially.
Yeah.
It's like, I mean, all bets are off. You got to do what you got to do. And I feel like he's got, like, the balls. Oh, can I say that?
Yeah, of course you can.
Sorry.
Yes.
I feel like he is aggressive that way.
Yes.
I mean, he's not like, I mean, he's outwardly, you know, as a person, he's not super aggressive. But I think on the field, I feel like he shows.
So you like him. You want to keep him? You like him, Leslie?
Absolutely.
Oh, well.
And you just remember this. You could say whatever you want on the show, Leslie, okay?
Exactly. Thank you, Leslie.
Absolutely. I'm a big Daniel Jones fan. Got the jersey from the get-go.
All right. We got you.
Appreciate
Leslie.
Leslie
is a big Jones guy. Now, here's the... I don't know why my thing is not... Hoff, can you help me out? There you go. So, okay. First of all, he might have an injury that's not disclosed
that
is a reason why the schematics have changed a bit.
Good
it's always possible.
Good point.
Number two,
I gotta go look at his game log to see how drastic it's changed. It feels like it's changed significantly.
It has. There is now teams are also scheming for it because they know that that's pretty much the only option. Him and Saquon.
Mm-hmm.
There is not a quarterback on the planet, including Mahomes, including Aaron Rodgers 5 years ago, including Tom Brady 7 years ago, that would get this Giants roster to the Super Bowl. Not a single quarterback ever. Mm. So I'm going to have Dandy's back on this one. There's just not much around them.
No.
I think it is. That's-
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Because she started her call with, and if I misheard, by all means, check me. I thought she asked you, you know, what quarterback do you think can take this team to the Super Bowl? You said Mahomes. No way. There's no way Mahomes would win with this team. No chance.
I mean,
they have nothing, with all due respect. Well, come on.
Yeah, but you know,
can't score.
It's just some of the things you see. Like there was a dig in the Cowboys game last weekend in breaking route from the tight end. And Daniel Jones, he could have thrown it. It was open enough. But he didn't throw it. And the reason he didn't throw it is because he was in the shotgun, so it was essentially a five-step shuffle. And he's got and if you're doing it right, you shuffle, you set, and you're ready to fire. Mm-hmm. Just like with a baseball player, right?
I got you.
It's like, yes, yeah. Like baseball is not like, let me wait. Oh, I'm going to swing at this one. It's yes, 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 no, right? For baseball players. For quarterbacks, it's kind of got to be the same thing. You got to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, this thing is coming out until, no, it's not. All right. He was like, yeah, maybe that's going to be open. I'll wait until I see it and then throw it. Right. So there's throws that he doesn't make. Because he's not ready to make them. And I think it's because he doesn't trust his offensive line, which, I mean, is understandable because the most pressure on dropbacks, non-blitzing situations of any team in the league this year, the Giants' offensive line has been. So I get it, but I think like a more confident and I don't care if I get hit quarterback, I'm not worried about the sack quarterback, could actually make some of these throws that Daniel Jones is not making.
I'm not saying he's not leaving some points on the field. No, I or some throws or some first downs. I agree with that. But listen, you put two on this team. What's two of stats? Mm. You put Jalen Hurts. What's his stats?
Yeah. No, if you're talking about those guys, if you're talking,
I'm
about,
talking about everybody,
if you're talking about the guys like Tua and Jalen Hurts. And I'm trying to think of some
Lamar,
of these.
Lamar, you talking about dual threat guys or
No. These guys that just have elite talent around them, and that's why they're playing so well this year.
Yeah. Those are probably the two best examples.
Those are the two best examples. A.J. Brown.
And of course, Mike White.
And Devontae Smith. But I mean, you're joking, but you're not really. Right? When you have really good talent, it just elevates the quarterback. But if you don't have really good talent, who still plays really well?
Yep.
Right? I think Pat Mahomes does.
No, plays well. And gets to a Super Bowl? That's what I'm challenging. No way. And Mahomes is incredible. How about Armando in Wantagh, out east? What's going on, Armando? How you doing today?
I'm doing well. How are you?
What's good, up, man? Good. Thanks, bud. What's up?
So you guys kind of just made my points a little bit. I don't think I would want to be the Giants general manager having to make this decision.
Yeah.
You know, in a million years, because we can't evaluate this guy. He can't set his feet. He never has a minute to throw. You know, he never has a clear lane in front of him. Mm-hmm. His receivers are down a third string. It's really hard to evaluate him. The kid has talent. He seemed to be very accurate when he has time.
Yep.
But he never has time.
What would you do, Armando? What would you do if you're Joe Shane and you get in, and you're evaluating the landscape, and just for your, you know, just if you're not up on the scouting, there's really two quarterbacks that are coming out that are worth it: Bryce Young, but he's little, and from Alabama, and C.J. Stroud from Ohio State. Other than that, you're not likely going to draft the next whoever. I mean, maybe you get lucky.
No, maybe there's a Jalen Hurts in there.
Maybe Levis turns into the Tom Brady type player, but you don't know that. There's no guarantee. Mm. So if you're the Giants and you're looking at the landscape and the free agents, is Daniel Jones your guy?
Well, I want to ask Tiki a question first.
Go ahead.
Before I answer that. Tiki, is Jeff Hostetler a Super Bowl winning quarterback?
Yes, he is. But just like Mike White, it was because, hold on, just like Mike White, which we were talking about in the first segment, the reason I think Mike White could mess around and win a Super Bowl is they have an elite defense, and they have great skill position players around him. Jeff Hostetler had an elite defense, mm-hmm. like one of the great all-time defenses. And so
if you put Daniel Jones on that Giants team, he wins the Super Bowl?
I think he could.
Okay, so
I think he could.
Then saying he's not a Super Bowl winning quarterback at this point is unfair to Daniel Jones.
Of course it is, but it's the circumstances that I'm talking about. I'm talking about the team. I'm not talking about specifically Daniel Jones. I'm talking about the team and the circumstances and the situation that he's in. And to BT's point, he hasn't shown to be that lifter. So that, you know, when there is inferior talent, they play like they're, you know, B-plus players. He's not doing that. We're not getting that from him. Again,
agreed.
It's not all his fault. It's just hard to evaluate him. It's almost impossible really to evaluate him.
It's almost impossible. And I would draft Stroud if I'm in position. Otherwise, I'd give Jones another shot. There's not much out there.
Yeah. By the way, Armando, that's probably what's going to happen. I mean, they're going to have to settle on a—thanks for the call there, buddy.
Thanks, Armando.
A team-friendly deal. I would think that Daniel Jones would be amenable to it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you kind of roll forward. The only thing that would prevent that, and you know, we're not privy to their most intimate conversations as they scour the film and as they sit there talking about Shane and Dable and the rest of us, Kafka, the rest of the staff, when they sit there and they see what they have, they very well might say, all right, he's not exactly what we need. That's very possible.
Yeah.
And they start over.
It's possible. I can almost feel this conversation happening. It's not happening now, but let's just say,
dude, it's a constant evaluation.
But 3 months from now, if me and BT are sitting here having this conversation, he's Joe Shane, I'm Brian Dable, and we're talking about,
I like that.
Exactly. I'm the guy.
Yeah.
we're talking about Daniel Jones. It's like, all right, what do you think, Joe? And it's just kind of like,
mm-hmm.
I mean, he was good. He did this and he did that, and now you but it's just that but. It sits there, and there's no way for him to solve that this season.
That you drafted, you are more inclined to point out flaws.
Yeah.
Because you don't need to validate the pick.
That's right.
You know? 877-337-6666. Tiki and Tierney on the Fan. If you guys wanted to jump in on that judge report with Jeff Passan, by all means, you could do that. Talking a little Danny Jones, talking a little football out of the chute.
Your official station to talk Yankees. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app. Download it today.
I like this baseball stuff kind of trickling in. So I gave you a little something from Jeff Passan before. Let's throw a little log on the hot stove for you. You ready for something I find pretty interesting, Mr. Barber?
Go ahead.
Buster Olney does a podcast, right?
Buster. That's
Buster.
My dude, man.
Buster Move. Buster Move. Remember those cheesy songs? Like Buster Move.
If you want it.
Oh, my God. It's just happy, you know. Getting drunk. Having a little fun, you know what I mean? Buster Move. Anyway, so the Yankees, according to Buster's pod, are a little nervous because they don't really know what Judge is looking for. So they are not incredibly confident that this will get done because they don't know what his parameters are, number one. Now, off of that, this is what I find the most interesting, is that if Judge were to leave, that Bogarts and maybe Trey Turner seem to be in play if Aaron Judge leaves.
Hmm.
Bogarts and maybe Turner.
Not
definitely Bogarts, and according to Buster, possibly Turner. Well, in addition to Bogarts.
Well, hold on. Let me ask you a question. Mm-hmm. So we know what Judge means to this Yankees organization, to the fan base, success, etc. could you argue that that plan, Bogarts and maybe Turner, is better for the Yankees?
I don't think there's much of an argument. I think that if you look at, if Bogarts and Turner are on the Yankees, Yankee fans aren't going to want to hear this, but it's all right, versus Judge and no additional, just rather like retention rather than adding, Yankees are better with Bogarts and Turner versus just Judge kind of running it back with whoever they
plan
on
running things back with. Like, what about the Judge production?
Dude, Bogarts has had three of the last 4 years, he's hit over 300. Three of the last 4 years, he's a beast.
What about run support, scoring, all that stuff?
He's a terrific player. And Trey Turner, to me, is one of the five or six, seven most dynamic players in the game. This is not anti-Judge. I really hope it works out with Aaron Judge. But you just asked me, Judge and then kind of run it back with what they have, or Judge goes to San Francisco and the Yankees bring in Bogarts and Turner? I think Yanks are better with the duo.
That's a big if, though. They can get both of them.
Yeah. Now, if it was just Bogarts, because again, as per Buster's pod, they would turn their attentions to Bogarts and maybe Turner. Mm-hmm. So that's not enough to me good.
It would have to be both.
Yes. If it's one, no. No. Now, what if it was like, say, then that would just get wacky, here.
You have to throw all the combinations together.
Okay, let's do it for a second. What if it was Turner and Verlander? And one of the kids wins the jobs.
Now that would be interesting.
Or wins a job.
That would be interesting.
Because
all of a sudden your rotation feels solid.
Oh, for sure.
Like really solid.
But I'm going to tell you what they should do. Get them all. This is what I don't understand. So you like Bogarts and you really like Turner, but you only like him if Aaron Judge leaves. Here's an idea. Bring them all in.
Yeah, but John
as
Morosi,
implausible as that
John
is.
Morosi is now reporting that the Phillies are the favorite in the clubhouse, so to
for
speak.
For Trey
Turner.
Yeah, I remember hearing that a couple of weeks ago. That doesn't surprise me. And that would complicate the Mets' existence. Mm-hmm. Trey Turner's an outstanding player. I just wanted to pass that along. All right, T, let's get back to the phones here. By the way, Carl Banks coming up at 11:40. And then another heads up, on Friday in the 11 and 12 o'clock hour, Giant tickets. Give you guys a chance to get in the house and root on the G-Men as they get ready to hopefully take out the Commanders. Huge game.
What up, Steve?
Steve, what's going on, buddy? How are you?
Tiki and BT, good morning.
Good morning, man.
Pardon me if I'm a little nervous.
Nervous?
I love the show.
Thank you,
last April, I called before the draft, and Tiki said the greatest thing I ever heard is, I've been a Jets fan, I saw Super Bowl III. But Tiki said, before the draft, the Jets have two things, hope and money. They spent the money well, and now we're going into December, and they have games that we actually have hope.
Yeah.
I just wanted to say, you should have trademarked that and made T-shirts that said hope and money.
BT's the trademark guy.
Yeah, we got the bumper stickers.
I would have bought one. Oh, my God, I would have bought 50 of them.
Oh, no, you're right.
It doesn't change until it changes.
It doesn't change until
it's
the other.
Bumper stickers. We got a couple.
We got a couple
I
got to
check
there.
On the production assembly line.
Well, listen.
The Jets are sitting.
I won't hang up, but I'm going to listen.
Yeah, I appreciate
you. Look, Steve is a well-trained caller. Thanks, Steve. Thanks for making the call, buddy.
The Jets are 7-4. And meaningful games, some of which they should win in December.
We're going to win Sunday,
That's what I'm saying. There's games
the Vikings.
You're supposed to win in December.
It's on.
So
season's on.
It's on. You're right.
Let me just point something out to you. Where did I write that? Okay, so
you better win three games in December. That's all I'm saying.
I'm going to win them all, dude. Yeah,
Minnesota, Buffalo.
I know who we have. Buffalo, I get it.
Detroit,
I get
and Jacksonville.
It.
You better win three.
I'll be at that Jags game. The 2009 Jets, the first of the back-to-back AFC Championship teams under Rex, right?
Yep.
They started 4-6. They actually started 3-0, but then they lost 5 of 6, so they were 4-6.
God, I don't remember that. Like what that emotion was.
You were doing other stuff.
No,
I remember at
the Today Show at that point.
So they didn't talk much Jets on the Today Show.
No,
Al Roker wasn't wrapped up with the Jets.
No. And Football Night in America, which I don't know what I was doing there, but whatever. But
yeah, I know. Hey, we paid him a couple mil. We got to spread them around here. Make them work. Send them to India.
It was like eight
people.
You
were all over the world.
But there was like eight people.
It was ridiculous.
Me, Bus, Chris Collinsworth, Peter King. It was like, dude.
Peter King, that's right.
We literally, they audited this. We had 40 seconds to talk in an hour show.
Oh, God, I would lose my mind.
You have no idea. But anyways, I don't remember the slide. I don't remember that 09.
Well, they really
slide.
Weren't that good. Nobody. They had a rookie quarterback. You know, it's Rex's first year. Like, all right, you know, who knows what's going to happen here. Mm-hmm. And so they start out 3-0. They beat a couple of, well, the Pats was one of the games that they won. But they won a couple of games, not incredibly impressive. And then they go on the slide, right? And November 29th, which was week 12, all right, it's a Sunday, obviously, they beat Carolina. Then they go on a three-game win streak. Then they lose in Atlanta by 10-7. Then they win the last two games, all right? So they win 5 of 6 to finish. But I'm looking at the game, and I'm not surprised by this, but I'm looking at the game log, right?
Mm-hmm.
Sanchez, in the wins, so in the 5 wins of the last 6 games, 154 yards, 104 yards. Kellen Clemens, Sanchez was hurt. Yeah. That was a 19-13 win up in Buffalo. Kellen Clemens for .111. Sanchez for .226. Sanchez for .106. Sanchez for .63.
And these are all wins.
Those were all wins.
Wow.
So,
wow.
I don't know that you could take that and attach that to the Giants. You can't because the Jets' defense was superb. That you had Revis. Mm-hmm. You had a bunch of beasts on that defense. We know. But, you know, there's been other improbable scripts in New York football lore, and the Giants have authored many of them themselves. I don't know. I don't know where this season goes. I hope it goes to the playoffs for both. I don't think that it will, but we'll see. Joe's on Staten Island. What up, Joe?
Hey, how you guys doing? I just want to say first time, long time, huge fan.
Love it, man.
Thank you very much for taking the call.
Appreciate you, Joe.
Our pleasure, Joe. What's up, man?
So I'm a diehard Giants fan, and I think Daniel Jones this season is probably the most underappreciated, underrated quarterback in the NFL.
I mean, he's winning, and so, yeah, but we still don't have a thought or a future thought on him. So maybe you're right. I mean, we saw what you were your topic, and I was trying to debate this with BT. I'm like, is that actually right? Like, who else would fall into the category of underrated quarterback? And the only one that comes to mind is Kirk Cousins of the Vikings.
I think Taylor Heineke's pretty obscured at this point. They won 6 out of 7, by the way, the most in football during that span.
True, but he's kind of like the second.
He's along for the ride a little bit.
Well, not only that, but he didn't start. Like, it's not like
I got you.
We had no preconception about him. He just kind of came in and they won 6 of 7 or whatever it may be. But you might be right, Joe. I mean, Daniel Jones, all he does is win. And let's not forget, 5 of their 7 wins are come from behind wins in the fourth quarter, right? So, I mean, he's done some really good, and it's on him. He's done some really good things this year, but we still just don't know how to evaluate him. Like, I don't know how to, like, rank him. Like, where would I put him in the hierarchy of quarterbacks in the NFL right now? It's definitely
18,
not top
19,
10.
20.
Exactly.
Yeah,
but he's not bottom 10. He's not
Iron
top
Zach.
10. It's true.
I have one more question. I'll take it off air.
Go ahead.
But can you name me a single quarterback that goes into a position where, I mean, his number one wide receiver is a $7 million guy who has less than 40 catches in the first two seasons. His number two wide receiver is Darius Slayton. He was going to be a cap casualty. And his number three was on the practice squad in the Bills and Isaiah Hodgins. I just don't know another quarterback.
No, you're right.
No, Joe, he's got nothing. He doesn't have much.
There's not.
Joe.
You can even go look at, like,
thanks, bud.
Like Indy, a team that's struggling and underperforming. They're probably one of the big underperformers this year.
Yeah, they're a rough watch.
They're rough.
There's nothing good about them.
I mean, they got some really good talent on that team. Michael Pittman Jr., they just drafted the kid from Cincinnati, Alec Pierce. Right, so they have some talent.
Obviously,
first
Taylor,
in talent,
who's healthy again.
Jonathan Taylor. Yeah. Like, there's talent there. And they're underachieving, but he's right. There's no team that's got 7 wins that you look at their skill positions and say,
Oh, no. The Giants are irrefutably the worst. I don't even want to use that word. That's not the right word. They are, I think, without a doubt,
understaffed.
There you go. I was going to say least talented. You know, but, and again, it's not a diss. It's just it's more of an acknowledgement of
understaffed.
Overachievement and nice coaching and a little circumstance and, you know, a little spit, a little glue, a little tape, a little bit of, yeah, I mean, like,
most
they shouldn't be here.
Most importantly, a lot of culture.
Yes, yes. And that's all that matters at the end of the day. Like, and I understand it's an interesting juggle where, you know, Giant fans, especially going back 2 weeks ago, you're like, you know, why can't we do this? Why can't we do that? Understood. I just hope it doesn't, if it doesn't finish the way you want it to, I don't even mean a Super Bowl, I mean a wild card spot. if that is not in the cards, I hope it doesn't obscure the tangible progress and direction and foundation that the two men in charge of the Giants have now established. Something mm-hmm. you have been painfully searching for almost a decade, you know?
Yeah, and it feels like it has finally been found.
And there's no doubt.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.